lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the lamb? Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the souls unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the lamb. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the lamb?
We're going to sing It Is Well With My Soul. We'll sing the first and the last.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul. The clouds be rolled back as the scroll. The trump shall resound and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul.
Well, Pete, good to see you. How you doing? Can you see me? Pete just had cataract surgery and recuperating. Amen. He's looking at life differently. Amen. Folks, you're visiting. Where are you from? Who you are? Who are you? Where are you from? Coming for Ernest and Majani. Amen. Good to have you. I'm sure they'll be here soon on their way. Amen. Make yourself at home. Well, let's get around and welcome each other to the service as the music plays. Greet each other. Amen. You may be seated. And good to see you here today. Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers. And we appreciate you. We wouldn't be here without you. Amen. And so we thank you for that. Had a singles college and career activity yesterday down in Independent. And we have some folks come from our church. They enjoyed it. And starting to have those on a regular basis. So thank the Lord for that. Well, Brother Steve Sidler will be with us on Wednesday evening. And we're going to time it where the young people can come in from Master Clubs for about 15 minutes and let Brother Sidler minister to them, and then he'll preach to the adults. Good to have them here for a short time in May, back here to the States for a little bit. Then they'll be going back to the Dominican Republic, back in the ministry there. And so we're looking forward to that. Next Sunday night, Brother Walt Mortley is going to give his testimony. Amen. I'm glad he's saved. If he wasn't, he looks mean and he's saved. But if he wasn't saved, boy, Darian, if he wasn't saved, man, it'd be bad, wouldn't it? He's a mean looking guy. Glad to see him smiling. Amen. I was going to say he was a Marine, but you're always a Marine. Amen. What are you supposed to say? Hoorah? Is that what they? Sometimes. Amen. So good to see you. Pete, it's good to see you here today. Coming along well, huh? Praise the Lord. That's great. Yeah. Amen. Yeah, amen. Amen. Let's also continue to pray for Brother Keyes. Brother Keyes is going through some real struggles right now. Hematoma under his pacemaker. He's on blood thinner, so that didn't help. And he's got a regular heart. And he's in University of Maryland Hospital in Baltimore. Very, very, very top-notch heart team there, looking at him and working on him. And let's pray that he progresses and he's back home and back to us as soon as possible. And pray for Miss Myra. She misses her sweetheart, and she's really, he's going through these things really tough on him. And so continue to pray there. Well, let's have the ushers come. Let's give as the Lord directs. Come on, fellas. And don't forget your tithes, faith promise. And we need to send that check to Carlos down there in Samana. We promised $1,250. And so if you pledge that, give that today, or let Brother Arnold know when it's coming in. We need to send that check this week at the latest, at the end of the week. And so let's get that done. That's for chairs, for a sound system and a podium. Just bareness. They're already in a building. And maybe we can get some pictures up soon here, Bethany. I sent you some pictures. I don't know if you have any of them in the building. But he started. He and his wife went up there and started church winning souls. Amen? Amen. And so let's pray. Let's, Darian, pray for us.
The Lord, thank you that we're here today. Lord, thank you for your blessings. Help us to listen to the preacher. In Jesus' name, pray.
Amen. Amen. I want to preach to you this morning about the truth about women. Now, I have not searched and found some new secret, but this is Mother's Day, and you'll forgive me, mothers, as I take this opportunity to topically share from the Bible, not science about women, not Hollywood, that's not where my information comes, not
from a new book, but we're going to look at the truth about women from the Bible. Amen? Or a woman. Okay? Ladies, you can talk if you want. I don't care. Some of these guys sit here like a bump on long on Sunday morning. They don't get woke up till after 1 o'clock. Amen? And so, in a day when mothers and fathers are not clearly defining, listen, they are not clearly defining to their children what is a man and what is a woman, and they let them go off to school, and their school starts to tell them they're not what they really think they are. It's not enough that the schools are a dangerous place for people, for shooters, but now we've got teachers and principals and administrators and education boards of education that want to help your children change their identities, the identity that God gave them in the beginning. We're in a sad day when a Supreme Court justice is asked in a hearing, what is a woman? And she responds, I cannot answer that. We got problems. In a day when beautiful little girls are being shot up with hormone treatments to make them look and feel more like a man or vice versa, we have problems. Men are saying they're women and competing in women's sports. And then the women that complain are not normal. We've got problems. Let me just say that it is not our responsibility as Christians to mock people. If you take that stance, you're going down the wrong road. What they need is the truth. And that too. They need the truth. They don't need us to mock or make fun. They don't need a bunch of statistics. They don't need science. They need the truth of the Word of God. Today, everybody under the sound of my voice you're here, I want to challenge you to, if you're thinking this way, to move from that destructive thinking. If you even give it thought, to put it out of your mind. This is ungodly thinking. This is destructive thinking. If I don't like what I am from birth, I can change it. If I don't like what I am from birth, I'll change to what I want to be. By the way, when everybody stands before God, they'll be judged as to what they were born into this world as. Say, you preacher, you're just not compassionate. Listen, there's a church not too far from here. There's a young girl that has taken those shots. And God has touched her heart, and she has she's been taking those shots. The hair on her face is beginning to grow. And God and she's trying to do what God wants her to do. And may I say, church, we need to be here for those people. We need to understand that people are going to make a mistake, and it doesn't mean they're throwaway people. They're a soul that God loves. Amen? And they need help, and they need love. They don't need us to minister to them at an arm's length. Okay? The world may kowtow to them with laws and political statements, but we're going to reach them with Jesus Christ and God's love. We used to preach at our youth camps to our boys and girls. Y'all don't touch each other. Don't be doing that. Don't be going off and getting in trouble. Now what we're talking to them about and answering questions about is transgenderism. At camps and Christian schools and in youth departments. We have not come a long way. We've gone farther away from God. I want to say to you, in a few moments, a mother and father They're on their way. They'll be here, and they're going to dedicate their precious baby to the Lord. Sort of like Hannah of old. This mama was begging God for a child, and asking her preacher to pray that she would be able to conceive. And she did. And she knows what the identity of that child is. Ladies, I want to tell you something. You ought to embrace your womanhood. A woman is a highly esteemed place in the world. Women, you are special to God, and you should be special to us. And so I want us to talk just a few minutes about the truth about a woman. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 22 and 23 says, "And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man." I want to give you three thoughts this morning. The first thing I want to say is, we need to understand the biblical truth from creation. The biblical truth from creation. What are you saying, preacher? God created you a woman, if you're a woman, out or from a man. Now, I know people say, well, you know, wait a minute, that's demeaning. No, that's what God did. That's how the first woman came about, out of man. Now, the Hebrew name for man is transliterated Ish. But the Hebrew name for woman is translated Isha. Sounds a little bit better, doesn't it? There's an O-ish. Here's an Isha. Amen? Amen? And so many have said Adam saw Eve for the first time, and he said, "Whoa, man." Amen. Let me say this about the biblical truth from creation. You are created in the image of God, ladies. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 27 says, "So God created man in his own image, and in the image of God created he him, male and female created he them." No option. You did not choose your gender, God did. You did not choose your parents, God did. God placed you here on this world just the way he wanted you. Now, another thing is, you are created out of man. That's not demeaning. I think one lady said, I think of it as being new and improved. The better part of man, amen? And so the biblical truth, you created, God created you that way. And for some people in this world to say, well, I don't like the way I am, I don't like this. The problem is, let me just say the problem is, most people that get that thinking are, number one, they do not have a relationship with God. That's right. If you are a person in this world and you do not have a relationship with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not saying you go to church. I'm not saying you read your Bible. I'm not saying you've been baptized. I'm not saying you were raised a Christian. I'm saying that there was a day when you received Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior. Amen. And if you have Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior, that's a whole different life. But a person without Jesus Christ, a person without the indwelling Holy Spirit, a person without God the Father, has no defense. And their minds are going off in every direction, and they just take what people say as truth. Well, the biblical truth about creation, you recreated woman by God. I want you to notice, secondly, the biblical truth from the purpose given. You know, every woman created in this world has a purpose. God has a special purpose for you. You say, well, preacher, I know you're going to say, I'm supposed to be barefoot and have children. That's not what it's all about. That's only part of it. God has a purpose for you. God doesn't just put you here on earth and without purpose. He has a plan. And it's your responsibility to find that plan. You say, what are you talking about? Well, the Bible says in Genesis 5 and verse 4, and the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters. One of the purposes of a woman on this earth is to be a daughter. To be a daughter. Daughters are special. They should be special. And we're talking about the roles you come into as a daughter. And then in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 50 it says, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. Wow, there's some family terms. Brother and sister. Some of your sisters. And some of you today, we're honoring our mothers. These all have different roles. These all have different roles. You're one thing, as a daughter, you never stop being a daughter. You mothers remind your children, you're always going to be my child, right? You remind them that. But then you become a mother yourself. And then you realize and you start appreciating your mother more than you ever did, right? And that role. But then you're a sister. You have brothers. In our society, we have aunts and uncles and all kinds of relationships, family relationships. And they're in those places, God has given you a role. God has not given you a role to play like some Broadway actor on Broadway, and then they do their thing and they take their costume off and go home. No. No, when you are a mother or a daughter or a sister, that role is a lifetime role. Amen. And so God has put you here for a purpose. Let me get you to turn to Matthew chapter 19. And I get tired, I get weary of hearing people say this. I get a little bit beside myself when people who have unnatural affection. People who are going against what God says, and they delve into the Bible to try to find. I'll never forget when I was on Twitter and somebody said, God is for abortion. And I said, okay, where are you reading that? And they gave me the scripture, and I read it. And it didn't say that in my Bible, so I had to ask them, what version are you using? And they said they were using the NIV. The Never Improved Version. The NIV is a corrupt Bible. Amen. And I don't have all day to tell you, but if you don't have a King James Bible, you ought to get one. Amen. That's the Word of God. Amen. And it's the Word of God, the preserved Word of God for English-speaking people. You say, well, preacher, I can't understand that. Good night. You went through college and you learned, some of you know algebra and geometry and all those things, and you say, well, I can't understand a book that's written on a fifth or sixth grade level. Come on, don't put that poppycock out here. Amen. I don't subscribe to that. Amen. This is the Word of God. Right. And so I said, what version are you using? And don't you know, when I got in that version, the way that it was worded was that God aborted that baby. That's not the Bible. That's not the Bible. And let me just say, some people say, well, you know, preacher, I don't see in the Bible where God says anything's wrong with same-sex marriage. Let me say, and it's not marriage. Exactly. Okay? But look at Matthew chapter 19 and verse 4. Now, you're getting your money's worth today. Verse 4, it says, verse 9, chapter 19, and verse 4, look what it says. And he answered and said unto them, Have ye not read, and this is in Deuteronomy 2, we're not going to go there today, but have ye not read that he which made them at the beginning made them what?
Male and female.
Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. And it said, for this cause shall a man what? Leave his father and mother and shall cleave unto his wife. And they shall be one flesh. Wherefore, they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore man, God hath joined together. God hath joined together. God only joins together a man and a woman. Somebody better say amen. We'll be here till 2 o'clock.
Amen.
I got the energy. Or somebody will go to 7-Eleven and get me one of them drinks. Let no man put asunder. Folks, you don't have to, don't be taken away and don't be pushed down at people that say there's nothing wrong with a man and a man being together. Listen, we have regressed. Some of you folks are from Africa. They don't subscribe to that in Africa. They tell the people over here, they tell the administration downtown here, go on back to your own country with that.
Amen.
Yes, sir. You say, they're smart enough. No, it's ungodly. Doesn't make them perfect. But let me just say, folks, women, you have a role to play. You have a role to answer to God for one day. One day God is going to, you're going to stand before God and have to answer for how you fulfilled that role. Look at Ephesians with me. Ephesians, the other role is wife. One day some young guy started eyeballing you and started following you around. You said, what do you want? He said, I don't know. He started following you around, started chasing you, and then one day you let him catch you. And you got married. You became wife. Amen? Not everyone will be married. By the way, the Greek meaning for wife is not doormat. Ladies, you can say amen. You're not doormat. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Look at Ephesians chapter 5. We look in the Bible today a little bit. Ephesians chapter 5. Look what it says there. Verse 28. Are you there? It says this. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. The family structure, husband and wife. Look at verse 28. Or 24. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let wives be subject to their what? Own husbands. Own husbands. And so there's the wife. And then there's in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 20, it talks about mothers. Mothers are very important. They worry about their children. They cry for their children. They nurse their children. They doctor their children. They provide for their children. Look at Acts chapter 18. Acts chapter 18. I want you to turn here. I don't want to read these for you this morning. Acts chapter 18. Look at verse 26. Verse 26. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto him and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. And when he had... When he was disposed to pass to Achaia, the brethren wrote exhorting the disciples to receive him, who, when he was come, helped much which had believed through the grace. For he mightily convinced the Jews, and that publicly, showing by the Scriptures that Jesus was Christ. What's this talking about, folks? This is talking about co-laborers. Co-laborers. Listen, we can, let me just tell you something, fellas. We can learn from women. Women are smart. Women are our sixth sense. Women can keep us out of trouble. Fellas, you can say amen. It's not bad. It's okay to say amen. They see things we don't. Amen? They go to the grocery store so we don't have to. Amen? Co-laborers. Listen, I don't know where we'd be without the volunteer, the ladies that volunteer and work helping this church. We have a strong contingent of wise women in our church, and thank God for them. So we looked at the biblical truth from creation, the biblical truth from the purpose. I want you to notice number three. I want you to notice this. The biblical truth from the respect God demands. The respect God demands. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 7. Turn with me there. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 7. 1 Peter 3 and verse 7. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers not be not hindered. Now, a lot of you ladies, they don't like that verse that says that they are the weaker vessel. Okay? That doesn't mean you're second rate. You understand that, ladies? By the way, somebody said this. You don't have to look masculine to be strong. Women are strong. God's not talking here about who's better than the next person. He's not saying men are better than women. He's talking about respect to his order. Men, we are the protectors. We are supposed to be the protectors. You understand that? When somebody comes in my house unannounced, I'm the first one to shoot. I mean, you laugh at that. Don't laugh. People are coming into people's houses and hurting them. You're not going to come into the Creed residence unannounced and not be looking at the busy end of a 12 gauge or a 50 cal or one of the other ones. Amen. If they get me, they're not going to get her. Because I'm her protector. Father's Day, y'all be back for Father's Day for the sequel to this. That's, we don't need sissy men. That's what I'm going to preach on. There are all kinds of rabbits going all everywhere. I'm not going to say what I'm thinking, Sharita, because I got... But we are to respect. We are to have respect to the woman. We ought to understand her place and how God created her. God didn't create the woman to be the main breadwinner of the house. Let me stop and give an invitation here. God did not make the women to be the ones who protect.
Amen.
That's us. I mean, today you hold the door for a woman. I've opened the door for women. They stop and look at me like I'm nuts. Okay, if you want to call me nuts, fine. I'm opening it for them. By the way, in this day and age, we have to really look close to see if it's a woman or a man. I open that door, and when she goes through, if she doesn't say thank you, if she's going into the store, I wait till she gets away, and I say, "You're welcome," in Jesus' name. She gets out in the parking lot, I let her know early. Yeah, open the door. Didn't they used to teach that? Open the door. She can open the door herself. That's not what we're saying. That's when we're gentlemen. We're their protectors. Men are to show deference to the woman. Now, Chris is back there. How many more days do you get married? Huh? Are you sure? See, he's not sure. He's a perfect man. Yes, Brenda, she know the day and the hour. And that'll be the way on the anniversary and everything. You better write it down and get your buddies to remind you. You'll be in. And it'll be first time he's been with her, right? Physically. Not until he's married will he touch her in the marriage way. Amen. Amen. But men, we are oblivious to some things. And God did not say because we are the head of the home that we're large and in charge, and never do we ask the woman for her advice, because women give some pretty good advice once in a while. Like when you're lost, do you want to stop and ask directions? They give pretty good advice. Why? Because God created them that way. And God says to give deference to them. And you listen, as I said, you don't have to play masculine or to be a strong woman. Ladies, you deserve respect. Live like it. Your influence is strong. That's the truth about women. You're created. God has given you roles, and you are to be respected. And I want to challenge each woman here to embrace your womanhood and hold your head up high and thank God. We need strong, godly women in America now. Our country is going down, not every day, but every minute. Every minute. The truth about women is you were created by God. He's given you a role. And you are to be respected. Let's have every head bowed and every eye closed. No one looking around. I want to ask you here today, do you know Jesus Christ as personal Savior? You say, "Preacher, if I died today, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that if I stood before God, I would be in heaven today based on the Word of God. I'm born again. I'm saved. I can lift my hand up high as a testimony. Would you raise your hand? I'm born again. I'm saved." God bless you. You may put your hands down. you're here and you say, "Preacher, I'll have to be honest with you, I don't know that I'm saved. If I die today, I don't know for sure I'd go to heaven. But I'd like to know. Would you pray for me?" Anybody here like that? Slip your hand up and just put it back down. I could not raise my hand with the others. You say, "Well, preacher, I don't believe that. It's not about believing that way. That's the Bible way. It's appointed unto man once to die and after this to judgment. Do you know Christ as your Savior?" Now, I'm speaking to Christians. Are you right with God today? Are you right with God today? Maybe there's some thinking in your minds, a little bit of thinking like Hollywood or like the world concerning women. And women, we love you, we care for you, but your role is important to us and to everybody. The influence that the women of God have in this church is eternal. The ripple effect of their actions go on forever. I want to challenge you. God spoke to your heart, you get along with Him. Father, bless the invitation. Work in our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand with heads bowed and eyes closed, nobody looking around. If God spoke to your heart, you want to get along, maybe you want to come and just thank God for your mother. Thank you. You may be seated. Well, it's Mother's Day again. Some of you have mothers that are going on to heaven, and you miss them. We'll see them again. Amen. But every mother that is here today, I want you to stand. We have a special gift for you. So stand up. Every mother. Every mother. Ladies, you have a good breakfast today. You folks that were here for breakfast, you have a good time over there with Miss Creed? Huh? Amen? Amen. Everybody get one? Stay standing until you get your gift, man. These are worth it. These are worth the price of admission. That's it. There you go. Take charge. Okay, what are they supposed to get? A book and a pen and a
bag.
Everybody get one?
One set for
my. Okay, thank you. Stay standing until you get what you're supposed to get. Okay, she needs a pen and a book right there. There you go. How about around outside aisle there? There you go. Oh, you got some more back there? Should have got a woman to do it. Amen. Don't forget Miss Gemma and who else is back there. Amen. Thank you, ladies. Everybody good? Oh. We're going to have to work on Darian next time. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. Well, come on up here, Ernest and Majani. Come on up here. Bring that baby up here a minute. My goodness. Thank God she looks like Mom. Yeah, take her out. Yeah, we don't want her to sit. She's what's that?
I think we came with some family members.
Yes, we'll get them up here in a minute. Now her first name is
Dorothy.
Dorothy. You know how to work that? Look at that. Let me see. Hello there. Look at all those scary people. Look at what I have to look at every Sunday. Isn't that scary? Now, Majani, I forget when it was, but Majani told me, and she had trouble getting it out. And she said, "Pastor, we really want to have a baby. Are you? Huh? Yeah, you told me, and then she told me, and I pray every morning for them. And here's the answer to prayer.
Amen.
Amen. And this is a girl. This is a girl. So buy a baseball bat to beat the boys off with." Amen. Look at the hair on that child. Isn't that something? She's looking at somebody out there. I don't know who. She's got her mind. But this is this little one is just on loan to you from God. This is God's creation right here. Amen. And so they want to dedicate this baby to the Lord today. And so what we're going to do, the Bible says in Proverbs, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he'll not depart from it.
Amen.
Now, a lot of people are saddened because they raised their children in godly homes with the Bible and church, and they do their best to keep them away from evil. But when they get out, they make some bad choices. I want to tell you that something. That's not your fault, the choice she makes when she gets out. But the choices she makes when she grows old enough to go out on her own is going to be based on how you train her up. Training her up, I'm not using this as a to be funny, but when you walk your dog, you don't choke it with the leash. You see what I'm saying? These young people, they ask questions. In this day and age, if you don't answer the question, somebody out there will answer the question. And it may not be the right answer. Amen? And so you are entrusted with a responsibility. You're going to feed this baby. This baby's going to get sick. You're going to learn about Dimetapp and all these different things. You're going to know where the doctor is, and you're going to know about this. You're going to want her to have the best food. But she's going to have to know from her daddy that she's a girl and that her daddy loves her.
Amen.
And what kind of man she should look for when she gets older.
That's right.
And she's going to have to know from her mama what a woman is. And that's a tremendous, that's a responsibility. Today is more difficult than it's ever been in history. And you're going to have to protect this little girl.
That's right.
And you're going to have to protect her from, you're going to have to keep your eyes wide open and your head on a swivel because Satan wants her. Amen? By the way, She has in the church, she has spiritual aunts and uncles that are here to help her too, that love her and care for her. Amen? Amen? So what we're going to do is, where's the family members? Where's the family? Okay. Elizabeth, move these two chairs up here for Ernest and Majani to sit in. Move those up here close. And come on up here, family.
You want to face it out?
Right here, this way. Have a seat, folks. Come on up here, family. She's precious. She's precious. She doesn't make a fuss or anything. Okay, who is everybody up here now as far as family? Tell me who you are. You're Majani's sister, or... Majani's sister? And Majani is Majani the baby? She the youngest?
Yes.
Okay. And who are these? Who's the rest of the folks? Introduce yourself. You're her niece? Uncle?
Uncle's wife and American grandma.
American grandma. What'd you say? Did you say something to me? Are you trying to talk to me? Yes, I know I'm handsome. I think that's what she said. Oh, okay. Okay, childhood friend. Wow, that's great. How you doing, Grandma? And who is this with the other child? Niece and got a cousin, right? Amen. Now let me say to you folks. This is their primary responsibility, but it's also your responsibility too. Amen? This thing about taking a village, I believe it's a family that raises a child.
Right.
And the extended family to encourage her. After a woman has a child, it's all built up. And then after that, it's kind of down. So she needs people to talk to her and text her and encourage her, right? Right? Send her coloring books and stuff. You know, just stuff to keep her busy. Amen?
Amen.
I'm being a little funny. It's encouraged, but there's going to be time. Then there's going to be needs. Right? And you're the first responders. Amen? So come on in a little closer with us, and we're going to pray and dedicate this baby to the Lord and ask God to bless this family in a special way. And we'll look back on this day in years to come and thank God for what He's done in this child's life. Amen?
Amen.
Lord, we thank You for these two, Ernest and Majani. We thank You for bringing them together. We thank You for their marriage. We thank You for bringing the Faith Independent Baptist Church. And Lord, we thank You that they know You as personal Savior. Now, Lord, this is a miracle baby. Dorothy is an answer to prayer. God, we thank You that You did answer this prayer. We thank You that we have a healthy baby. And Lord, we pray that You'd keep her healthy physically. Lord, we pray that You'd keep her healthy mentally. Lord, we pray that You'd keep her healthy spiritually. We pray at an early age, soon as she's able to understand, that Ernest or Majani will share Jesus with her and she'll be saved and born again. Lord, we pray that You'd supply the needs of Ernest to be the daddy he needs to be. We pray that she would see the leader, the protector, and we would pray that You would she would see his affection for Majani, and it would be evident. Lord, we pray for Majani as mom. She's carried this baby for several months and had the baby, and she's trying to get back to a normal, which she'll never get back to. And it's a new life for her. We pray that You give her strength. We pray that we as a church would huddle around this family and be a prayer support and an encouragement support to this family. And then, God, I pray that You would help. And we thank You for all these relatives that are here. What a blessing that they would be here. Even the childhood friend, known her all her life, to come and celebrate this time of dedicating this precious baby to the Lord. And we pray that You'd use them, help them to realize their responsibility. And Lord, we just pray and thank You for this family. And we thank You for everything You're going to do through this little girl. God, You can change the world through Dorothy if she gives her life to You. And Lord, we just pray that you'd work in her life. And bless this family in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Let me I got a little Bible for her. It's pink. We do blue for boys. We don't do pink. Boys don't. Some of those do. This is I'm gonna put Dorothy in there. Here you go. You get a picture there.
Amen.
God bless you. You can't eat it. Don't chew on it. Amen. God bless you all.
Amen.
You stay right where you are. Let's stand. We're going to be dismissed in prayer. Come up and see this baby. A beautiful baby. And let folks know you're happy for them. Ladies, have a great Mother's Day. Okay? Congratulations. Father, thank You for the day. We pray that You'd bless this family, bless the church family. God, thank You for mothers. We pray that You'd keep them, protect them, and keep them in wisdom. Bless our day in Jesus' name, and all God's people said,
amen.
Amen. God bless y'all. Look at her. Look at those eyes.